Welcome to the News Hour. A debate has been set between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. ABC News says it will host the two candidates in a head-to-head matchup on September 10th.
That news came as the presidential hopefuls and their running mates continued on the campaign trail today from a Michigan Union Hall to the gilded halls of Mar-a-Lago.
Well, thank you very much.
Donald Trump today held his first major campaign event since Vice President Kamala Harris announced her pick of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate.
There's certainly never been anybody so liberal like these two.
For nearly 10 minutes, the former president ticked through a litany of now familiar grievances and unfounded and false claims, taking particular issue with a reporter's question about the Harris campaign's crowd sizes.
I have 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the crowd size.
He compared the crowd size of his Ellipse speech on January 6th to that of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech. And when asked why he's been off the campaign trail for days, offered this.
Because I'm leading by a lot and because I'm letting their convention go through and I am campaigning a lot. I'm doing tremendous amounts of taping here. We have commercials that are at a level I don't think that anybody's ever done before. Plus, in certain cases, I see many of you in the room where I'm speaking to you on phones, I'm speaking to radio, I'm speaking to television. Television's coming over here. Excuse me, what are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
Trump, who previously backed out of a presidential debate with Harris, today proposed three new dates for debates, including one with ABC News, to which Harris already committed. Trump today was decidedly less on message than his own running mate, J.D. Vance, who took aim at Walz's military service, reminiscent of the 2004 Republican effort to discredit the war record of then-Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry, a tactic orchestrated by Trump's now-campaign advisor Chris LaCivita. Vance, at his campaign event yesterday, used the controversial term stolen valor, often used to describe people who've lied outright about serving in the military.
When the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the army and allowed his unit to go without him.
There is no evidence that Walz retired to avoid a wartime deployment. And it's a line of attack that may not work. Walz has faced similar attacks from Republicans before and during his successful campaigns for Congress and governor.
This guy doesn't know the first thing about unity or service. And his running mate is just as dangerous and backward as he is.
At a United Auto Workers event in Detroit today, Harris and Walz pushed back on the Trump campaign's attacks.
We believe in each other. Yes. We believe in the collective. Yes. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, trying to separate us. So, Michigan, I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard?
Their Michigan event today follows a campaign rally last night outside Detroit that was moved to an airplane hangar to accommodate a crowd of nearly 15,000 people, according to the Harris campaign.
This election is going to be a fight. We like a good fight. When you know what you stand for, you know what to fight for, we know what we stand for.
As Harris emphasized a message of unity, a familiar divide. A small group of protesters chanting what appeared to be a pro-Palestinian message, interrupting Harris's speech. Harris spoke with the leaders of the Uncommitted National Movement before her rally and acknowledged the protesters at first.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now.
But her patience ran thin after repeated interruptions.
You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that, otherwise I'm speaking.
As the Harris campaign continues its battleground blitz, it's out today with a new ad campaign tailored to Latino voters, emphasizing Harris's background, raised by an immigrant mother. After Michigan, Harris heads next to make the case to voters in Arizona and Nevada.